This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 300 for Wednesday, March 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, hitting fresh highs once again as speculators continued to add to their long positions. Canola up 6 to over $17, the May contract up 10 at $1,127 per ton. Ideas, canola is looking underpriced compared to other oilseeds, including European rapeseed, added to the firm tone. Canada's tight supply situation remained another supportive influence. But a downturn in the Chicago soy complex and gains in the Canadian dollar did put some pressure on values, tempering the upside. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all mostly lower. Wheat posted the largest losses, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off with limit-down declines in many months. Minneapolis spring wheat down at 60-cent daily limit in the May contract at 10.84 per bushel. Kansas City down its 85-cent limit in the May contract at 11.14.5. And Chicago wheat down 85 cents in the May contract at 12.01.5 per bushel. The USDA raised its forecast for world wheat ending stocks this crop year by 3.3 million tons to 281.5 million. Exports out of both Russia and Ukraine are forecast to decline, with India and Australia taking up some of the slack. While grain movement out of the Black Sea does remain hampered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Ukraine did announce yesterday it still intends to issue export certificates. Total U.S. wheat carryout for the year was pegged at 653 million tons by the USDA. That was up from the February estimate, but below trade expectations. Soybeans mostly lower, dipping below unchanged in many months after posting gains earlier in the day. May beans down 18 cents at the final bell at 16.71¾. Production estimates for both Brazil and Argentina were cut by the USDA, as had been anticipated, with U.S. ending stocks revised lower at 285 million bushels. World soybean carryouts came in at just under 90 million tons. That would be a 3% drop from the February forecast. Corn, it is lower following wheat. The May contract down 20 cents at 7.33 per bushel. U.S. corn ending stocks were down by 100 million bushels from a previous month at 1.44 billion bushels. Total world corn ending stocks at just under 301 million tons were down on the month but above trade expectations. Losses in crude oil pressured the energy-linked grain, but good export demand provided some support, with flash sales of 100,000 tons to Colombia reported. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 9th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.